It's a new month, but millions of Americans are starting November in the same situation as how they ended October, in the aftermath of the so-called Superstorm Sandy. It leads off today's program. One meteorologist called Sandy a storm that will be talked about for generations. The numbers tell part of the story. At least 50 deaths in the U.S., millions of people still without power on Wednesday, $10 to $20 billion in estimated property damage and lost business. But the images, the snapshots of the devastation, that's what really make it hit home. Head out to the Jersey Shore, to Seaside Heights, the boardwalk, the amusement pier. This is what it looks like now, the part that's still there. Some of the pier was washed out to sea. The roller coaster is still standing, but now it's out in the ocean. Getting around parts of New York and New Jersey means riding in a yellow cab, but these won't be stopping to pick up passengers anytime soon. Flooding caused damage to rail lines all across New Jersey as well. Two airports in the New York area were planning to start limited service yesterday, but not LaGuardia Airport. Its runways and concourses remained empty because of significant storm damage, although it is scheduled to reopen today. Getting around underground was limited too. Most New York subway tunnels were still flooded yesterday with no estimate for when they might reopen. Of course, those aren't the only images from the past few days. This was a massive storm. It brought scenes of disaster and it brought scenes of heroism too.
We're riding around at 2 o'clock in the morning and we're pulling people out of the water. I mean, you see these people and these cars floating down the street, and these guys do this with no regard for anything other than they want to do the right thing and help. You get inspired by things like that, and I just don't know where it comes from in individuals like this.
You have National Guard now, thank God, helping rescue people out of their homes, and there's nowhere to go. There's a very thick stench of gasoline in the water as well. So you have a real challenge to the Miles Square City here.
First, I once again want to congratulate all the first responders who are still out there and still doing a magnificent job under difficult circumstances. We should all be very proud.
There are many ways you can help the victims of Superstorm Sandy. Go to CNNStudentNews.com and click on the Impact Your World link in the Spotlight section to find out how you can get involved in relief efforts. That's something the presidential candidates did as Governor Romney and President Obama stopped campaigning for a few days. Romney turned his campaign rallies into storm relief events, and people were encouraged to bring canned goods to help victims.
We have heavy hearts, as you know, with all the suffering going on in a major part of our country. A lot of people hurting this morning. They were hurting last night, and the storm goes on. I appreciate the fact that people right here in Dayton got up this morning. Some went to the grocery store, I see, and purchased some things that these families will need. And I appreciate your generosity.
President Obama and Governor Romney have been encouraging donations to the Red Cross. And yesterday, the president went to New Jersey to see some of the damage caused by Sandy and to extend his thoughts to the families affected by the storm.
Our hearts go out to the families who have lost loved ones. It's true that because of some good preparation, the loss of life was kept lower than it might have been. But for those individual families, obviously, their world has been torn apart. The sooner we can get our kids back into school, the sooner they're back into a routine, that obviously helps the families and helps the kids as well.